Welcome back to the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Thank you for being with us today. Happy that you've taken time either to watch us, download the program, or listen to us on the radio. If you've got a question, it's time for garden questions and answers. If you've got a question, we've got an answer for you. You can certainly send that over via email to gardentalkradio@gmail.com. That's gardentalkradio@gmail.com. Or you can give us a call toll-free coast to coast at 1-800-927-SHOW. That's 1-800-927-7469.
This question is sponsored by Fleet Farm and FleetFarm.com. How do I get good Brussels sprouts? I've had large, tall plants, but small sprouts. What do I do to increase those sprouts?
Okay. So, first of all, at this time of year in most places, if you've not, I guess you can put the seed right in the ground. If you don't have starts, I was going to say you should get them at your local independent garden center, which you can. But if you've got seed, you can probably go ahead and plant them now anyway, because, Holly, you planted everything. It didn't matter what time of year, whenever you were
again. I don't think we ever grew Brussels sprouts, but you can still do it.
If you missed the show last week, when Holly grew up in the city, that they didn't have plant starts. It was in our area, Memorial Day weekend, tomato seeds, pepper seeds, eggplants, cucumber, everything went in the ground as a seed, and it all grew. And we're going to practice some of that this year because some of our tomatoes are not that wonderful.
I'm sure you could buy plant starts. We just didn't.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. You weren't in that area. Yeah. It wasn't 1893. So Brussels sprouts. You want to, when they get tall and you start seeing the sprout start to develop in the junction of the stalk and the limb, that's when you want to take your shears or your scissors and cut off the top 6 inches of that plant. What that is going to do is going to stop vertical growth and put that plant in a reproductive state of mind and start developing the sprouts in the junction area where the typical sprouts will go. Most times, the higher up on the plant, the larger the sprout. Down by the stem, we've seen, you know, smaller sprouts, but we've had them as big as a ping pong ball size because it's not vertically putting energy into upward growth. And that plant will continue to grow and continue to grow if you don't do that. We found that to be the most successful and beneficial way to get the plant to produce very good sprouts. And some of you are going, I don't like Brussels sprouts. That's fine, but you've never had homegrown Brussels sprouts. Of course, the ones in the store are, you know, you either eat a Brussels sprout or a hockey puck. They have the same flavor. But when you grow your own, it is a totally different palatable experience in which you can't get any other way. All right, Holly. Let's see here. All right, now let's go to the hotline. We had a call come in from Colorado. They listen to our show on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, and they didn't leave a name, but they left a question.
Hi, it's the first time I'm listening. I'm calling from Colorado. If you would kindly give us some hints how to get the raspberries larger and the appropriate fertilizer to use.
All right. Well, we appreciate the phone call. You can do that at 1-800-927-SHOW. Raspberries, getting them bigger. Now, with raspberries, Holly, they are a perennial. They will come back year after year. And some people have the misunderstanding that, oh, it's in the ground. It's okay. I don't have to water that.
Yeah, a lot of people, because they are perennials and they are...
It survived this long.
They kind of view them maybe as like trees,
yes.
I guess, or like their own bushes along their landscape. And that's not the worst thing to assume.
It's not your mistake you think that. It's just part of our understanding.
Yeah, it makes sense. But you want to give them lots of water. You want to feed them, give them compost. There are different varieties, raspberry feeding fertilizer that you can find. It would say like berry bush fertilizer, etc.
Mm-hmm.
That you can find. Just make sure that you are following the directions when you do feed them. The other thing is that sometimes it does take a couple years for them to produce fully. So maybe you have had them planted for a couple of years. There may be more raspberries that come in next season. So the biggest thing, though, is definitely to water. You want to make sure that you feed them or put some compost around the base of the plants. And then I would also mulch them just because that will help.
Like we talked about with the asparagus.
Yeah, it'll just kind of help give them like a nice layer over the top. And then that way it'll keep the water in from evaporating off the soil too quickly. And it usually looks nice, too.
Yeah, you can water them with a drip system from dripworks.com, a manual system from treediaper.com, a watering system for treehuggers.com. The other thing that you want to be aware of, and if you've never grown raspberries, here's your tip of the day. Raspberries will spread. They shoot runners out, much like Creeping Charlie. And we started with four plants. One had died, so we were down to three plants. And that was in 2020, that year. And then since then, we now have somewhere around, and this is an area that's 6 foot wide by 10 foot long, we have somewhere around 15 seedlings or sprouts coming up this year because of all the runners that have planted themselves from the mother plant or the main plant we planted multiple years ago. The odd thing about it is they're not growing in the northern direction. They're all growing in the southern direction. I don't know if that has something to do with the sun being there, but it's just like a wall, like somebody's put a concrete wall. Nothing's growing beyond one area, and everything's merging south. So, but each one of those plants now that has come up is approximately $15 because we paid $15.99 per plant for plants 3 years ago, and now each one of those, and it's not a bad problem to have. It's like Jerusalem artichokes. They will reproduce year after year by the tubers. So a lot of water, a lot of fertilizer, a lot of compost. I mean, not tons of fertilizer, but top dress. But keep the water to them, and you will have very good raspberries.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.